জয় নিতাই, জয় গৌর, জয় শ্রীরাধে। আমরা গতদিনের যে স্থানে হরিকথার বিরাম দেওয়া হয়েছিল,
we are continuing today's katha from where we stopped our katha yesterday. Gop Kumar, although he has reached divine abode Oshidvarakadam, still he couldn't gain complete peace. By the mercy of the Lord, Gop Kumar would get darshan of Lord Varakadish. And at that time, Gop Kumar's mind was in complete bliss. But Lord Varakadish, sometimes when he would meet Maharishis, all the assembled rishis, saints, Gop Kumar was shy to go along with the Lord at that assembly. Why was he shy? Gop Kumar was shy because he didn't feel comfortable in the opulent mood of Shidvarakadam. It is very, very rajasic, it's very passionate mood, filled with opulence. And Gop Kumar, he was in a mood of the renounced sadhu saint. He was traveling like that, so he was shy in such an opulent assembly. So he was feeling, how can I go along with the Lord to such assembly? And Gop Kumar was shy. Lord Varakadish, he would sometimes hold his four-armed form. He would show his four-armed form. But Gop Kumar didn't like it. Why? The reason was that Gop Kumar was attracting to two-armed form of Lord Shri Krishna holding his flute. He was upasak, he was worshipper of Lord Shri Krishna. So he didn't like that much Lord Varakadish's four-armed form. Lord Varakadish, he would sometimes show his four-armed form. He didn't do it all the time. Lagu Bhagavatamrita explains this. Sometimes, Lord Varakadish, he would show his four-armed form. At that time, he would give up his form of Lord Shri Krishna, two-armed form, and he would take Narayan's four-armed form. Why? Because Lord Varakadish, he is Lord Shri Krishna in his two-armed form, but sometimes he would take four-armed form. So Gop Kumar didn't like when Lord Varakadish would show his four-armed form, and he would feel sad. And even more, his mind was disturbed when Lord Varakadish would go to visit Pandavas. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad is explaining that Pandav's home is not too far from Dvaraka. It's possible to reach it soon. Still, Gop Kumar, he felt separation from the Lord when he couldn't have Lord's darshan. During the times, Lord Varakadish would go and visit Pandava's home. So because of all these aspects, mind of Gop Kumar was experiencing distress and sadness. Suddenly, Mahamuni, the great saint Narad Muni, had appeared. Gop Kumar has met him. Having darshan of Narad Muni, Gop Kumar was speechless. He was thinking, to whichever loka, to whichever abode in the universe I went, I've met Narad Muni. That's amazing. Everywhere it's possible to see Narad Muni. Gop Kumar has offered Dandavat Pranams to Mahamuni, great sage Narada. And he has asked the question. He said, O greatest of all saints, you are associate of the Lord. How did he address Narad Muni? What did Gop Kumar say? He addressed Narad Muni as great, as the greatest of saints, who is wearing vesh, it means renounced cloth, cloth of the renounced saint, and that he is associate of the Lord. Gop Kumar has addressed Narad Muni as well as Bhagavan, meaning the Supreme Lord. Narad Muni is avatar of the Lord. So Gop Kumar has asked Narad Muni, how is it possible that wherever I go, in whichever place, in Vaikuntha and further on, now in Dwarakapuri, I'm meeting you. That's very amazing. How is it possible that you are at all these places, that you are always by Lord's side? How is it possible that you are so fortunate? Without any difficulty, you can always be close to the Lord. You can always come close to the Lord and chant for His pleasure, glorify Him. Naradji started laughing. He said, O cowherd boy, by your birth, you are a cowherd boy, and you have come to this divine abode. You have reached the spiritual body, but still you can't understand in regard to me and my body. Although you have reached Dwaraka, I can understand that still you're not completely happy. You can't gain complete peace. Where shall you get complete peace? O cowherd boy, you came as a cowherd boy and you haven't changed. You've gained spiritual body. And still you can't understand my glories? Hey Gop Kumar, you've come to this Dwaraka Dham and still you can't gain complete peace. Where shall you get complete peace? Lord Shri Krishna is always present in varieties of His forms. Lord is at one place, but He's taking different forms and He's performing different leelas at different places. In the same way, us means Naradji was speaking about himself and also about Hanumanji, Garudaji, that them as servants of the Lord, as dear devotees of the Lord, they can be present wherever the Lord is. Naradji, he told, we have also all these four varieties of forms. We are eternal associates of the Lord. They are Nitya Siddha, eternal associates of the Lord, and Sadhan Siddha, those perfected souls who are gaining once forever Lord's eternal service through gaining perfection in performing their sadhana. Naradji told further on, you took your birth at Govardhan as a cowherd boy. Your very dear associate of the Lord, dear devotee of the Lord, Vrajavasi, cowherd boy, can't you understand? Cowherd boy, you as a cowherd boy, you desire to gain Goloka Dham. And you are Vrajavasi. You're feeling endless purest love, praying for the Lord. So Naradji spoke further on. He said, myself, Brahmaji, and so many saints, we are not able to reach the Lord in Goloka Dham. In order to gain Goloka Dham, and to follow in the footsteps of the gopis, to do bhajan, following in the footsteps of Raja Gopis, that is not an ordinary thing. So Maharaj is saying, think about this, that even Narad Muni, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiv, that they are not qualified to reach Goloka Dham. So what to speak about ordinary living entities? Srila Sanatana Goswami Pada is saying, no, in this Kali Yuga, by the mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even ordinary souls, by the mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are able to gain purest love of Raj. So consider how great it is to follow in the footsteps of Sri Radharani, Sri Vraja Gopis, and to develop these kind of moods, to be engaged in this kind of sadhana, to meditate in this way. So by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, living entities, even in this Kali Yuga, especially in this Kali Yuga, are able to do so by the mercy, by the blessings of Sriman Mahaprabhu. So at that time, Uddhavji was present by Narad Muni's side. And Narad Muni told to Uddhavji that he can speak about the way to gain Sri Goloka Dham. Uddhavji humbly told, he addressed Narad Muni and told that you are the spiritual master or guru of whole universe. What shall I say in front of you?
Hey, Mahamuni, hey, go
Narad Muni ji answered, "What are you speaking about?" And Uddhav ji Maharaj told further on, "This cow, her boy, who is born at Govardhan, meaning Gop Kumar, he is a devotee, worshipper of Madan Gopal, and he has come to this Dwarakpuri Dham. His glory," meaning Gop Kumar's glory, Udaji told, "it's much greater than our." At that time, Narad Muni embraced Gop Kumar. And Naradji told to Gop Kumar, "By embracing you now, we have gained the greatest fortune." And he has told, "Yes, you are right, Uddhavji." Naradji told, "You are right. We are very fortunate and blessed to have his association now," meaning Gop Kumar's association. So Uddhavji, expressing the glories of Gop Kumar, who is Vrajavasi, he was humbly speaking about his own self, telling that he is simply Kshatriya there in Dwarakpuri. And Narad Muni asked, "How is it possible that you can't give up that mood of a Kshatriya?" Uddhavji Maharaj told that, "How can I give it up when our Lord Dwarakadish is not giving up his present mood of Kshatriya here in Dwarakpuri?" So in this way, Uddhavji Maharaj was humbly speaking. He said, "Our Lord Shri Dwarakadish Shri Krishna is in his mood of a Kshatriya. As a king, he's very merciful to those who need help. He is protecting all the residents of Dwaraka, and at the same time, he's showing, expressing his humble mood and appreciation of the saints. So when our Lord in his mood as Kshatriya, how can I," Uddhavji Maharaj told, "can give up such a mood, being the resident of Dwarakpuri?" So Uddhavji Maharaj was speaking further on. Lord's Leela is continuously going on. Lord's Leela goes on continuously. If we would think that the Lord's Leela, Lord Shri Krishna's Leela, is aprakat, non-manifested in Shri Vrindavan Dham, that shouldn't or wouldn't be proper. Lord's Leela is going on continuously. As Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita's verses are saying, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela is going on in Shri Navadvip Dham at the present time as well. But some fortunate souls who are having the eyes of pure love, prem, for him, can see his Leelas even at present. So at the same time, those good sadhakas, devotees who have purest love for Lord Shri Krishna, also in Shri Vrindavan Dham, can hear his flute. can have his darshan, can view his leelas. Those who are not engaged in gramya katha, in ordinary material topics, they can always hear the flute of Shri Krishna and see his pastimes. This sweet, sweet sound of Shri Krishna's flute is possible to hear in Shri Vrindavan Dham even nowadays. So those fortunate devotees of Lord Shri Krishna can still hear, can nowadays hear the sound of his sweet flute. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying that the lords of Shri Mangauranga Mahaprabhu with his prem-filled eyes, eyes filled with purest love for Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, can vision, view his pastimes even nowadays. With their eyes filled with prem, they can see Lord's pastimes. With the eyes of purest love for the Lord, they can vision the form, transcendental form of the Lord. This transcendental form of the Lord, it's not possible to see with material eyes, only with eyes filled with prem, purest love for the Lord. So for those devotees who have prem, purest love for the Lord, they can have his darshan, they can touch him, they can hear his flute. So those devotees present in Vrindavan can in this way directly experience the Lord. There is a narration describing these topics. There is a narration of Goswamiji who was going to visit Shri Vrindavan Dham. At those ancient times, devotees would go by foot. In this way, when going on the journey, this Goswamiji was thinking, it's not easy to travel and carry the bag. I'll take one boy, young boy, with me, so he can help me on the way. So in this way, Goswamiji was on the way to Vrindavan. And in this way, he has invited this young devotee, a boy, to come with him. And he can have explained. That in Vrindavan, there are so many temples of Lord Shri Krishna. Goswamiji was interested that the boy comes with him so he could help him to carry his bag and further on the way. So the boy, before agreeing to go and travel together with Goswamiji, he was asking, "Om Goshayiji, if I go with you to Vrindavan, shall I be able to have the darshan of Lord Shri Krishna?" And Goswamiji answered, "Yes, of course."
Darshan na hoy, tahole kintu ami hisab kitab barabar korle.
So when hearing from Goswamiji that of course he would be able to have the darshan of Lord Shri Krishna in Shri Vrindavan Dham, the boy was happy and he has agreed, but he has told Goswamiji, you've promised that I'll be able to have the darshan of Lord Shri Krishna, so I'm ready to travel with you and to help you to carry all of your things, your bag and everything on my head. But look, when we reach Shri Vrindavan Dham, and if I don't get darshan of Shri Krishna, then I will throw everything away. And Goswamiji has reassured the boy that yes, of course, he would be able to have Lord Shri Krishna's direct darshan. Goswamiji, he was feeling, I should speak like this so that the boy is attracted and he comes with me to help me. So without any doubt, Goswamiji told all of this simply to attract the boy to come and help him on the way. So in this way, the boy was traveling alone with Goswamiji. He was carrying all the things of Goswamiji, his bag and all the other items he was carrying on his head. And after some time, they've reached Shri Vrindavan Dham. They've reached late at night. But the boy was very eager. Although it was night and they were to take rest after traveling, after days of traveling, the boy couldn't sleep. He was very eager and kept asking Goswamiji, when can I go and have darshan of the Lord? Goswamiji told him that he should take a good rest and in the morning he can go and have darshan of Lord Shri Krishna. That Lord Shri Krishna, he would also take rest during night and then tomorrow morning he would go and herd the cows along with other cowherd boys, that he would play his flute then. So then tomorrow, Goswamiji explained to the boy, then you will be able to hear his flute. And the boy agreed. He decided to take rest and to go for Lord Shri Krishna's darshan early in the morning. Morning came and the boy woke up. He was so eager to go and have Lord Shri Krishna's darshan that he didn't even take his breakfast. He didn't eat. He simply went out from the ashram and he was searching for Shri Krishna. Hey Govinda, hey Madhav, hey Mukunda. He was calling for Shri Krishna. He was thinking, Goswamiji has told me. He has told that when going to Shri Vrindavan Dham, for sure you will have darshan of Lord Shri Krishna. You will definitely have the darshan. So the boy was very eager and he was keeping that faith in his mind and heart that when he reaches Shri Vrindavan Dham, definitely he will get the darshan of Lord Shri Krishna. So the whole day have passed. Evening has come. It was already evening. And the boy has come back to the ashram. Goswamiji was angry at him. He had told to the boy, you went out, you didn't eat in the morning. Whole day has passed, you didn't eat anything. And you have come back now, not taking anything for whole the day. Goswamiji was very angry. So So the boy was explaining how eager he was to have the darshan of Lord Shri Krishna. And that because of that eagerness, he couldn't even think of eating. Finally, he took prasadam and he went to take rest. He thought, all right, I didn't have Lord's darshan today, but tomorrow I'll try again. Goswamiji was still angry. He was thinking, this is a new boy. He's a young devotee. He doesn't understand anything. He came and he simply wants to see Shri Krishna. He doesn't even take care of his body. He didn't eat anything for all the day. But the boy was very, very eager. He couldn't even speak. He couldn't even sleep. He was constantly thinking that he wants to go and have the darshan of the Lord. Again, next day, he went out from the ashram very early in the morning. Again, he was searching from forest to forest, calling for Shri Krishna. And finally, in a distance, he could see Lord Shri Krishna along with Balaram and other cowherd boy friends. They were herding cows, and the boy was in complete bliss. He came back to the ashram and he was thanking the Goswamiji. He was thinking, this Goswamiji is such a great devotee. He has told me, he has promised that I will have Lord Shri Krishna's darshan, and I did. The boy was in complete bliss. He was offering prostrated obeisances to Goswamiji. And he was explaining to Goswamiji that he had gained darshan of Lord Shri Krishna, of Shri Balaram, and their cowherd friends. Goswamiji didn't trust the boy. He was thinking that the boy is making up. But the boy, he was continuously glorifying Goswamiji. He was very thankful that Goswamiji took him along with him to Vrindavan, that he has promised to him, reassured him that he will have Lord Shri Krishna's darshan, and it has happened. So the boy was glorifying Goswamiji. Oh, Goswamiji, you are such a great devotee. Every day you're going to the temple and you're having the darshan of the deities of Lord Shri Krishna, of Mother Yashoda, etc. Again, the next morning, the boy has left the ashram early in the morning and again, searching for Shri Krishna, he could have Shri Krishna's darshan along with Baladev. They were going along with the cows. And the boy was mad in bliss and he has fainted unconscious. He has fainted. He has lost his consciousness. He was in such a bliss that it's not possible to describe it. It's not easy to see someone like that becoming mad out of prem, purest love for the Lord. On that very same day, the boy has come back to the ashram. He came back to the ashram again, offered prostrated obeisances to Goswamiji. And he has again told to Goswamiji about the darshan of Lord Shri Krishna that he gained on that day as well. Goswamiji Goswamiji is Gyani. He was so happy to hear that the boy has gained the darshan again. But still he couldn't believe the boy. He has asked the boy to take him with him the next day when he goes out. And the boy did. The next morning, he went out of ashram along with Goswamiji. Searching for Lord Shri Krishna, he again gained the darshan of the Lord, and he was dancing in bliss. And he was asking Goswamiji, "Can you see the Lord? Can you see the Lord?" But Goswamiji couldn't see anything. Goswamiji just could have felt the sweet fragrance, but he couldn't see anything. He was just feeling a sweet breeze, but he couldn't see anything. He was just seeing the boy dancing in bliss, laughing and crying. And Goswamiji told to the boy, "I can see you can have the darshan of the Lord, but I'm not able to." "Now I can understand," Goswamiji told. "I'm considering myself to be a great devotee, but I'm not having your good fortune to have the darshan of the Lord. I'm so much on the false ego. I'm so proud." And Goswamiji started crying. So the boy understood, and although he was in complete bliss, he was sad that Goswamiji couldn't get the darshan as well. The boy couldn't sleep whole night. Being sad, he was praying to the Lord, "Oh, my dear Lord, Goswamiji had mercifully taken me to the place of your pastimes. He has brought me to your dham, to Shri Vrindavan dham." And the boy was keeping praying and pleading to Lord Shri Krishna, "Please give your darshan to Goswamiji as well." Next day, the boy took Goswamiji along with himself again. So the next day, the same happened. The boy was dancing in bliss, having the darshan of the Lord, but Goswamiji couldn't see anything. At that time, the boy has touched Goswamiji, and at that time only, Goswamiji could have the darshan of the Lord Shri Krishna as well. In bliss, Goswamiji has fainted as well. Boy has taken Goswamiji back to their ashram, and Goswamiji, he was in complete bliss. He was so thankful to the boy. "Look, by your mercy today, I've gained Lord's darshan. Without your mercy, I wouldn't gain Lord's darshan even in endless future lives." During that night, Lord Shri Krishna came to the dream of Goswamiji. Lord Shri Krishna has told to Goswamiji, "Even if you would worship me for endless future lives, you wouldn't gain my darshan. I've given my darshan," Lord Shri Krishna told to Goswamiji in his dream. "I've given you my darshan just because My dear devotee, this young devotee, young boy, has prayed so much and so sincerely. He had pleaded on and on that I give my darshan to you, and because of him I did so. You should keep this boy here in Shivrindavan Dham, Shivraja Dham. He shouldn't go away. So in this way, Goswamiji made sure that the boy would stay in Shivrindavan Dham, and he stayed along with him. So Goswamiji told to the boy, you should stay here in Shivrindavan Dham. That is the instruction of the Lord. So in this way, the boy has stayed in Shivraja Dham throughout his life. So this Leela narration illustrates that the pastimes of the Lord are going on continuously, and that fortunate devotees are able to gain darshan of the Lord with their eyes of prayer and purest love for the Lord. So these shlokas of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita are confirming that those who are possessing prayer and purest love for Sri Krishna with their eyes of prem chakshu, they are able to see the Lord even nowadays. With these material eyes, we are not able to have darshan of the Lord. In order to see the Lord, we need prem rup netra. It means eyes filled with prem. It means we should do bhajan of the Lord. And by performing bhajan, Lord will bestow his mercy upon us. Give us these eyes filled with prem. Those who are having the eyes filled with prem, purest love for Sri Krishna, they are able to see Lord Sri Krishna everywhere, on every step in this 84 kroshas of Shivraja Dham. In whole Shivraja Dham, on every step, they are able to see Sri Krishna. Those who are able to understand these topics, who know the Lord, who have purest love for the Lord, and thus their eyes, transcendental eyes, fill with purest love for the Lord, they are blessed in this way to have Lord's darshan in Lord's Dham. So in this way, Uddhavji Maharaj has spoken that Gop Kumar, being Vrajavasi, he is the dearest to Lord Sri Krishna. He is filled with purest love, flame for Sri Krishna. And thus, such a kind of qualification of him as a cowherd boy of Vrajavasi is not there with himself, Uddhavji Maharaj spoke, or even Narad Muniji. Lord Sri Krishna, he is also originally cowherd boy. So Uddhavji Maharaj was explaining, our Lord Sri Krishna, he is cowherd boy. He is born as cowherd boy. Originally, he is cowherd boy. He is Vrajavasi. So his dearest devotee, he is Vrajavasi as well. But we are not having that qualification. Uddhavji Maharaj spoke. So Uddhavji Maharaj spoke in this way, and Narad Muniji was confirming that, agreeing. So in this way, Lord is performing his pastimes. There in Dwarakpuni, he is performing his Leela as a king. He is taking care of saints, he is respecting them, he is taking care of all the residents of Dwarakpuri. So devotees that are meditating upon these leelas, they are able to join those pastimes. But Gop Kumar, he is desiring the darshan of Lord Shri Krishna in Shivrajadham. So on his way, Gop Kumar, he will again reach Shiboma Vrindavan. How it will happen, we will hear further on. And for today, we are keeping our katha to rest here.
Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita ki jai, Srila Sanatan Goswami Prabhupad ki jai, Gop Kumar ki jai, Parikshit Maharaj ki jai, Mata Uttara Devi ki jai, Damodar Vrata ki jai, Ajker Ananda ki jai, Apanapan Sri Gurudev ki jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhesham, Nitai Gaur Haribol.